This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Plenty of time for you to join us here. We're going to move from the depressing, which was the long discussion we had about Venezuela and what life is like in the lines there with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Into the ridiculous lawsuit territory. And there's never a shortage of those in the United States because usually there's not really any kind of punishment for somebody who files a ridiculous lawsuit. But Daryl, you've got a story about somebody who actually was, or a group of people, who actually were punished for filing a frivolous lawsuit. We'll get to that coming up here in moments. And first, in the other world of ridiculous lawsuits, Lindsay Lohan, who hasn't really made any kind of news for, you know, being talented or doing acting or whatever it was that she used to do back in the day in recent years. Not that I follow her career closely, but Lindsay Lohan has decided, and in 2014, she decided to file suit against Grand Theft Auto publisher Take-Two Interactive for what she believed was an unauthorized depiction of her image in Grand Theft Auto 5. She claims she was even used in the game's promotional materials. And we initially had, it wasn't in 2014 when we talked about this. We talked about it when it was updated earlier this year. Basically, she's not only claiming that she was the girl on the cover of the game. So if you've ever seen the cover of the game or the CD, I guess.
I've not, but I'm pulling it up right now so I can take a look.
Yeah, maybe not. CD's not the right term. Now they have games on Blu-rays. Yeah, so on the Blu-ray disc, the girl on the disc, she's giving a peace sign. She's holding a cell phone and looking at the camera. She's wearing a red bikini. It's a drawing. It's not an actual photo or even a computer rendering. It's just an artist's drawing of a hot blonde girl. And purportedly, she had claimed in her original lawsuit that she was not just the girl on the disc, but also was the basis for one of the characters in the game as well. And the judges decided to toss out her suit. Both Lohan and Mob Wives star Karen Gravano ended up filing suit, alleging the game used their likenesses and violated their rights to privacy.
All right, so I've got this cover pulled up, the cover art for Grand Theft Auto 5. And when I look at this busty blonde on the right side, I don't think Lindsay Lohan.
I didn't either. I mean, I didn't know anything about this lawsuit until this year. So when I played the game, and I did play the game, and I played it through, and it's a fantastic game. It really does deserve all of the accolades that it has received. I mean, it is one of the best games that you could possibly spend time playing. I never even thought for a moment, oh, that's Lindsay Lohan. Now, again, I'm not a huge fan or of hers or anything. I've seen a couple of her movies back in the day. I know who she is. I know there's one article that claims that she's a libertarian. I have no idea if that's true. Because
Bill Maher claims to be a libertarian.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's not acting like a libertarian if she's suing somebody over something petty like this.
Yeah.
She's acting like she's a money grubber.
Didn't one of the early Grand Theft Autos basically rip off the Free Talk Live logo?
Well, I don't know. I don't recall. I don't know for sure. But, that's not an uncommon logo anyway. You're talking about the fist breaking through the chains.
Yeah, holding a telephone or something.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we borrowed the fist from somewhere else. So, you know, borrow from the best, as they say. Apparently Lohan and Mob Wives star Karen Gravano filed suit alleging the game used their likenesses and violated their rights to privacy. At first, Lohan took aim at a character named Lacey Jonas, an anorexic actress who asks her characters to help her avoid paparazzi. Later, she claimed a bikini-clad character making a peace sign used in the game's promo materials was also a representation of her likeness.
All right, so hold on. Just because, oh, there's an anorexic movie star that's right. trying to avoid the paparazzi. That could be
anybody.
About a dozen of them.
It could probably be more than a dozen. Probably several dozen of them.
Probably be several dozen actresses.
Right, that's what I mean.
There's a slight difference between a star and an actress. So the person that's like, you know, this person was extra number four in this scene. They're not a star. They're just an actress.
Right. Now, why? I mean, shouldn't extra number four be able to sue as well? I mean, if why is it that Lindsay Lohan thinks she's so special, that she's the one who the game was picking on?
Well, it's kind of like, what was the song? Was it Stevie Nicks that did the song, "You're So Vain, You Probably Think This Song Is About You"?
Yeah, yeah. Later, she claimed, the peace sign for some reason was a real sticking point. Quote, the plaintiff has been using the peace sign hand gesture for years before and after its use in the video game, read Lohan's complaint at the time. That's right. She actually claimed that because she's used the peace sign at some multiple points in her life, that that's proof that the game was ripping her off.
That's about as dumb as when Paris Hilton tried to copyright and trademark the phrase, "That's hot."
Thank goodness we live in a world, says Kotaku.com, which, by the way, is where the story comes from, and where literally no one else has ever used a peace sign. Gravano, whose father's a mob killer who ultimately cooperated with police, alleged that GTA 5 character Andrea Bottino incorporated elements of her likeness and story, specifically, quote, that the character's story about moving out west to safe houses mirrors Gravano's fear of being ripped out of her former life and being sent to Nebraska. The character's story about dealing with the character's father cooperating with the state government is the same as Gravano dealing with the repercussions of her father's cooperation, and that the character's father not letting the character do a reality show is the same as Gravano's father publicly decrying her doing a reality show. However, ultimately, a five judges spent their time on this, ruled that the suits were without merit because Lohan and Gravano's actual names and images are not used in the game. Duh. Moreover, the court added that even if they did accept Lohan and Gravano's argument that the GTA characters were close enough to count as representations, quote, this video game's unique story, characters, dialogue, and environment, combined with the player's ability to choose how to proceed in the game, render it a work of fiction and satire, granting it First Amendment protection. So, just so you know, Grand Theft Auto, I mean, brilliant game. They do things like sort of riff on real life a lot.
Yes.
One of the things that the game is, of course, known for, it's there in the title, Grand Theft Auto, is your character at any point on the streets can pull someone out of a car, jack the car from another person, get into the car, and drive it about and do all kinds of crazy things with it. This is one of the fun parts of the game. The attraction of the game for a lot of people is being able to kind of do anything to anybody and, you know, suffer virtually no consequence, except for the fact that the police will swarm on you, and eventually the more, you know, innocent people and cops you kill, the more police come, and you're not going to last for very long.
I've never played the game, but I did watch an episode of the React Channel where they had the elders
playing it.
Play
so
Grand
funny.
Theft Auto, and the one guy was like, let me see how many people I can kill.
Yeah.
And the other one's like, how do I actually leave the yard? Like, I can't figure out the controls.
That was one of the funniest episodes. I love it when they have the elders play the video games. So, anyway, part of the game is, you know, you're jacking these cars from people, and the cars look identical to real-life cars, to actual model name, brand name cars. I don't know cars, so I can't tell you what the hell cars they are, but, like, let's say the Dodge Viper or something like that.
Lamborghini,
right.
Camaro.
But they're not going to pay the money to Dodge to actually
right.
license the Viper. So what they do is they build the exact same model. I mean, the spoiler looks the same. The car, it's the Dodge Viper. But they call it, like, the Snake or, you know, something like that. They
right,
come up
right.
with some other name that's not Dodge Viper, and they do that for every car in the game. And some of them are old cars from, like, back in the 70s or whatever, classic cars, and, you know, from all the way till today. And it's they do this throughout the game where they'll riff on popular culture. They have a Facebook ripoff in the game. You have the Social Network thing that's obviously ripping off Facebook. But
do they have a 1972 Pinto that as soon as you get in it, it just blows up?
They should. I honestly wouldn't know what a Pinto looked like if I saw it. So
I don't know. But Pinto, especially the 72, was known for just like randomly exploding.
I couldn't tell you. They could do that if they wanted to. It's really a great game. Highly recommend it. Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. So who cares? Maybe they did base a character off of Lindsay Lohan. So what?
It's parody anyway.
Right. Does anyone really care? 855-450-FREE.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
invite you to join us on the radio waves here. Toll free number is 855-453. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Daryl.
We're talking about ridiculous lawsuits. We got another one for you coming up. Also, I want to let you know about Monero. We talk a lot about cryptocurrencies here on Free Talk Live. And Monero has been around for a couple of years now. But just in the last few weeks, in the last couple of weeks, has it really been starting to get some attention? And it's been shooting up the charts, by the way. I believe it is one of the top five cryptocurrencies, according to CoinCap.io. But Monero was apparently designed to be the cryptocurrency that Bitcoin should have been from the beginning. It's the only currency built from scratch to focus on privacy and anonymity. Most of those other alternatives to Bitcoin are based on Bitcoin. Monero claims to be completely anonymous and untraceable, with built-in mixing at the protocol level. Plus, Monero is open source, so if you don't believe their claims that they're anonymous, if you've got the programming chops to check it out, you can do that for yourself with Monero. You can go to getmonero.com to learn more about it. Unlike Dash, which is another purportedly anonymous cryptocurrency, Monero does not use masternodes that can be controlled or hijacked by governments. Monero is fungible, and unlike Bitcoin, it cannot be blacklisted by exchanges. And it has quadrupled in value over just the past 2 weeks after it was implemented by two of the largest online marketplaces, Alphabay and Oasis. I'm talking about underground darknet marketplaces.
They both began accepting yesterday.
That's correct.
Or at least I know Alphabay did. I'm not familiar with the other one.
On Sunday, this Sunday, we're going to be interviewing Ricardo Spagni, the head developer for Monero. If you want to ask him questions, you'll be able to call in and do that coming up on Sunday night here on Free Talk Live during our live Sunday show. Start your research about Monero at getmonero.com. By the way, adding a little bit to this story about Lindsay Lohan failing thus far in her lawsuit against Rockstar Games and Take-Two Interactive, the publishers of Grand Theft Auto V. Apparently, according to Forbes magazine, her lawyers plan to appeal.
Of course they do.
So, I mean, this lady, I mean, it's not cheap to hire attorneys. I'm sure these attorneys are not taking a ridiculous on its face case like this, where Lindsay Lohan has accused Take-Two Interactive of basically ripping off her image and using her likeness without permission.
Lindsay Lohan's not even a blonde. She's a redhead.
Right. Well, there's that. But and then as the court pointed out, hey, this is satire. It's completely legitimate. Even if they are making fun of you, it's legitimate for them to make fun of you. You're a public person, first and foremost.
It would be like if they had a character that was just a giant chin, and Jay Leno's like, hey, they're making fun of me. Doesn't matter.
Sorry.
You're a public figure. Everybody knows that you're a walking, talking chin.
Right, so just get used to it. If you're going to be in the public spotlight, you got to grow a thick skin. I mean, look, she's going to spend, I don't know how much money on attorneys. If she's got more than one of them, it's $300 an hour for a good attorney. Now, I don't know if these are any good, but you know, it doesn't matter how good your attorney is, you're not going to be able to overturn the basic right of freedom of speech, and that includes the right to use people's likenesses, public people's likenesses, for the purposes of satire.
Right.
So, I mean, this lawsuit's going to go nowhere. She's going to end up dumping, you know, $100,000 into attorney's fees or whatever, and she's going to get nothing out of it.
I don't know if she's going to get nothing out of it.
She's getting publicity.
She's certainly not getting anything out of the courts. But what sort of, you know, sort of end game does she have? What sort of thing of, oh, well, people are looking at me, so what product does she have that somehow she's hoping to sell by making sure that she's in the news?
I don't know. I mean, maybe she's got some sort of clothing line or perfume or whatever, but it would seem to me that she's hurting her chances to sell whatever product it is that she has because, I mean, who really respects this? What kind of individual would look at what Lindsay Lohan is doing and say, yeah, you go get Take-Two Interactive. You show them what's for.
Well, you got to support your brand. But you got to support your brand. If you just let people, you know, walk all over you, then, you know, somebody else will call himself Ian Freeman and start a show called Free Talk Live. And you got to support your brand, Ian.
Well,
so it's the, you know, the uppity ups that, you know, are probably going to be like, oh, Lindsay, she's trying to, you know, support her brand and make sure that people aren't taking advantage of her. And, hey, will you come to our event? And here's a bunch of money for you to show up at something. I guess. I really don't know.
It just doesn't even compute with me. But then again, I am somebody who doesn't really believe in intellectual property, and so, you know, I say, hey, if you want to start your own Free Talk Live, go right ahead. I'm not gonna do anything about it. In fact, I've proven that that's true, because a decade ago there was this white supremacy group, VNN, I think is what they're called on the internet, that actually did start a show called Free Talk Live.
Oh yeah, the Vanguard News Network,
that's
I
them.
Believe.
Yeah. Now the guy who hosted the show ended up committing suicide after murdering his wife. But, you know, nonetheless, so the show's not on it, not there anymore, but it was there. You know, he did a Google search for Free Talk Live. They were on the second page of results. And it's just my viewpoint on it is, you know, even if I did believe in intellectual property, I still don't think I would spend time on it, because it's like, okay, I can either do the thing I love to do, which is do radio and activism or whatever else it is I love to do, or I can spend time suing. Because it's, you know, you only have so many hours in the day, and yeah, sure, okay, you're hiring attorneys, they're doing most of the work, but you're still spending some chunk of your mental space, there's still, you know, a portion of that that you're dedicating to thinking about these lawsuits.
Well, not only that, but also you've got to think that X number of hours of your work are then going to pay for the attorney.
That's true. Right. So even when you're doing what you love, it's not going into things that you love. It's going into attorneys, unless you really love your attorney.
Yes.
So just to me, it just doesn't make any sense. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And then aside from that, you're also doing damage to your reputation. I mean, if she's claiming that this game somehow harmed her, her lawsuit is what's harming her. The fact that she's destroying whatever, you know, goodwill she might have had left amongst her fans or people that knew who she was. I mean, sure, she's sort of washed up at this point, but you know, is she going to recover from this ridiculousness? I mean, you do work with this lady, you know she's likely to sue you. Why would you hire her? She's lawsuit happy. So she's always looking for a quick payout. I wouldn't want to work with somebody like that. If you knew somebody was likely to sue, you'd find somebody else to star in your movie.
Yes.
Like you said, there's plenty of starving young artists out there in Hollywood, many of them much younger and prettier than Lindsay Lohan, who would love to be in your movie. Why would you hire her at this point?
Well, other than she's got name recognition, and that might be enough to draw some people.
Well, by the way, speaking of drawing people, we're going to talk about going to the movie theater here in a moment, and another related lawsuit, not specifically to Lindsay Lohan, but to movie theaters. That's coming up, and it's ridiculous as well. But first, we go to your calls and thoughts. Tom is on the line in Hudson, New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, Sunday I was at Boston Common. There was a rally for Gary Johnson and William Weld, the candidates for president
Gross.
And vice president. And by the way, if they say they talk about Trump and they talk about Clinton, and then they say Gary Johnson, comma the libertarian candidate, they are trying to imply that he is less of a candidate because they call Trump by a last name basis and Clinton on a last name basis, and they don't simply.
Well, hold
Johnson.
On. We can address that here in moments. The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched, like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes, so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Youngevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free here with you tonight. You've got me, Ian.
And me, Daryl.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. When you go to bed tonight, think about the position of your head and neck. Because in a lot of cases, the chronic headaches, neck, and even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. Your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor, and my pillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for a few months now here at the Free Talk Live household, and it's the best pillow that I've used. Daryl, you liking yours still?
I do, and unlike at least one person in the studio tonight, I did not almost lose mine at Hempfest.
You brought yours too?
No.
Oh.
I did not bring mine. That's why I almost didn't lose it.
Right. Well, I didn't lose it.
You
I
almost
left it there.
Did.
I left it there.
Yeah, you left it and realized. Luckily, we weren't that far away.
Right.
We were probably
20 minutes out,
and you were, hey, I left my pillow. I've got to go back.
It was worth turning around for because it is a darn good pillow. And you can wash it in your washer, dry it in your dryer, and it's ready to use after that. So go get yours over at MyPillow.com. And get the special discount by using code FTL. You'll get two for the price of one or 1.5 off, your choice. MyPillow.com, code FTL. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you really don't have anything to lose here except more sleep. So go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL. If you're having trouble sleeping or you're waking up in pain, try a new pillow before you go all out and get a whole new mattress. MyPillow.com, code FTL, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. And don't forget that code FTL or you won't get the discount at MyPillow.com. As we go back to Tom in Hudson, New Hampshire. Tom, you were complaining about the way the media was referring to Gary Johnson, who is the Libertarian Party presidential candidate. You were saying that they used just the last name of Trump or Clinton, but they said something like Gary Johnson, the Libertarian Party presidential candidate. You didn't have much chance to really say what you were saying, so go ahead.
Yeah, well, that was just one observation there. You got to be careful about calling him anything other than Johnson if you're calling Trump and Clinton on a last name basis. I got some good news here, by the way.
Well, before you go on, I think, I'm not a huge fan of Gary Johnson by any means. But as far as the media and how they're treating him, if they're saying who he is in detail, I think that's actually a good thing. I would want the news media to not just refer to me by a last name, because it would be meaningless to most people who are watching. I would prefer that they say Libertarian presidential candidate if I were in that position. Wouldn't you, Daryl?
And also, Johnson is a somewhat fairly common last name. So if you just say Johnson and give no other explanation, are you talking about Jay Johnson, the Homeland Security Secretary? You're talking about some other guy named Johnson? If somebody just says Stein, would you have any clue who I'm talking about if I don't give any context?
Well, the average person doesn't know. The average person is not a political junkie. So the fact that they're prefacing Gary Johnson with Libertarian presidential candidate is actually helpful to him. That's a good thing.
Okay. Anyway, the couple points that I wanted to make here, by the way, is that according to the LP.org website, the Libertarian Party website, the Libertarian candidates are going to be on the ballot here in New Hampshire. This is posted yesterday. And I was at that rally, and I find out that these guys are chess players. And
what rally?
The Johnson Weld rally.
Oh, you went to the rally in Boston.
Both men were there. And they gave a chat, and these guys play chess, and that is meaningful to me because it means that they think further beyond just what happens next, but what happens chain of command, which is chain of events, I should say, because when you're playing chess, you don't just look at what happens, so I do this, but you can three or four moves ahead, and you have to think about the law of unintended consequences. It's because people aren't thinking about what happens next.
Okay, I'm not so sure Gary Johnson always looks two or three or four moves ahead, especially when on the day he announced his candidacy, said to three different newspapers he wanted to ban women from wearing burqas in public, claiming that it was political speech, not religious speech.
So you mean he wouldn't have possibly considered what that might have meant for him if he had said something like that?
Well, not only that, but it also means that he did not consider that courts have consistently ruled that political speech gets extra protection in the United States. And then he said things about wanting to implement something along the lines of the fair tax, which then means that us here in New Hampshire, where we don't have a general sales tax, would all of a sudden have a sales tax on everything that we wind up buying, unless we shop only at thrift stores and buy on the black market. But we would still get that welfare check every month based on an amount of tax that he thinks we might pay in the coming month. And not to mention, when you just start giving people quote unquote free money, they're not going to use it for what you tell them it's supposed to be for. They'll just use it on whatever.
Yeah, so they're not.
And those are just two examples where he doesn't think ahead.
So these are important points, but Clinton is way too dishonest and Trump is way too crazy. And so, I mean, these guys.
Oh, I never said that Hillary Clinton was honest or that Trump was honest or not crazy.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, look, Gary Johnson is probably the least of the evils running in the national stage
that will be on all of the ballots. I think,
Right.
To some extent, I'm not going to say that Jill Stein's less evil.
Right.
You know, she's less evil in certain ways, evil in others.
Is she going to be on all 50?
She's probably going to be on 46 or 47.
Yeah, the Green Party doesn't ever hit 50, at least not that I can recall. Did they win that when it was Nader back in the day?
No.
Yes. Yeah,
I don't think they were anyway. I could double check, but I don't think that they were on all 50. And since Tom did mention about the Libertarians being on the ballot in New Hampshire, the Green Party will also have their presidential candidate on the ballot in New Hampshire for the first time since the year 2000.
Wow.
Which just goes to show how difficult it is to actually wind up getting candidates on the ballot in New Hampshire.
Right. And the Green Party
is something other than a Republican or Democrat.
I'm not sure which third party is in worse shape in New Hampshire, the Libertarians or the Greens.
I mean, at least there's a recognized state affiliate for the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire.
So the Greens, basically, it was the National Greens who funded the ballot.
I watched parts of the Green Party convention. There was not a delegation from representing New Hampshire at their convention.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're definitely in worse shape. But, again, I think, you know, to some degree, Daryl Castle of the Constitution Party might be the lesser evil.
Really? Even though he's, like, a prohibitionist or whatever? Or is he?
He's not. Like, no? He talks more about ending the drug war in his debates. He's said numerous times that he believes that he's more libertarian than Gary Johnson.
Interesting.
Now, he also wants strict border control, so not libertarian there.
The Constitution Party, at least historically, has not been particularly libertarian on social freedom.
The Constitution Party as a political party, not libertarian at all.
So what you're saying is Castle is breaking from the Constitution Party's platform in the same way that Johnson is breaking from the Libertarian Party's platform, but Castle's breaking from it in certain ways that are actually more pro-liberal.
Yes, I think the only candidate other than possibly Rocky De La Fuente of the American Delta Party and the Reform Party that is not running in opposition to their party platform would be Jill Stein.
Well, you're welcome to share your thoughts. Toll free tonight, 855-450-FREE. Now, I've heard a rumor, and I've yet to be able to verify that it's true. I heard a rumor that Gary Johnson is refusing to debate Jill Stein.
He said on video about a month ago that he would not debate Jill Stein, but if that's the only debate he gets invited to, I wonder how quickly he'll change his tune.
Well, because I would like to see. I mean,
he debated the woman 4 years ago and got his ass handed to him.
I would like to.
Twice!
I'd like to see Johnson debate this Castle guy, Dan Stein, and I know that, you know, there historically has been third party. There have been third party debates that have been aired on C-SPAN. They've always been very, very interesting to watch. It would be a shame if he refused to debate, and that would actually make it so I probably wouldn't vote for him at all.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us. You can bring up whatever you want. The number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. That's the point of Free Talk Live. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk about anything you want. And we're live 7 nights per week. With you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
And Daryl.
If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do it is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it's a simple concept. You send $5 a month into the show with any major credit card via PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard right there on our website, and also Bitcoin. Now, Bitcoin is back with the AMP program. If you want to use Bitcoin, you do have to select a prepaid AMP. So normally credit card PayPal users, you get you can have a charge every single month. But with Bitcoin, the way Bitcoin works, you pretty much have to pay in advance for however many months you want. So 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, it's up to you. Just go and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. And one of the perks of Bitcoin is that you can do it anonymously. So that's kind of cool. So once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials that our normal podcast does, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group. So go and get interactive and learn more about the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go, we'll get in back into ridiculous lawsuits here. We got an update on the Aurora theater shooting, which you may recall from a few years ago with the psycho.
About 4 years ago.
Yeah, the psychotic dude who went in and shot up a movie theater full of people watching, that were intending to watch the Batman movie at the time.
Dark Knight? Or yeah, Dark Knight Rises?
I don't know. It was one of those. But anyway, there's been an update in that case, and we'll tell you about it. But first, since Tom in New Hampshire brought up old Gary Johnson and Bill Weld, I figured we should talk about them a little bit more. I had a story here from the Ron Paul Institute that came out a few days ago at ronpaulinstitute.org entitled Gary Johnson and Bill Weld Presidential Campaign Dragging Libertarianism Through the Mud. Ron Paul's Institute senior fellow Adam Dick, in a Wake Up Call podcast interview posted on Friday, argues that Libertarian Party presidential and vice presidential nominees Gary Johnson and Bill Weld have drugged the term libertarian through the mud with their advocacy of anti-libertarian positions on matters ranging from their choices for Supreme Court appointments to Patriot Act reauthorization to foreign intervention to the use of terror watch lists to outlaw people possessing guns. Dick addresses the Libertarian presidential ticket during an in-depth discussion of his new book, A Tipping Point for Liberty, Exposing and Defeating Leviathan Government. During Dick's interview with hosts Adam Carmack and or Kamak and Daniel Lagouros, the discussion is centered on topics examined in the book, including the development of a police state in America and the war on drugs and the United States wars abroad. It's when the conversation turns to the book section dealing with the libertarianism that Dick presents an evaluation of the Libertarian presidential ticket. He begins his discussion of Johnson and Weld by noting that Dick is sure that there are plenty of candidates running on the state and local level under the party banner who really are a libertarian, but he continues to say, when I saw Bill Weld get the vice presidential nomination, I knew that was trouble because that guy is not libertarian. Weld was Johnson.
Gary Johnson says that he's the original libertarian.
Yeah, that's what Fred Parcells says. He's the local code enforcement agent.
Was.
Well, yeah, he retired.
Luckily,
recently.
He retired.
But anybody who's been following along over at freekeen.com, which is my blog site where you're one of the bloggers, for over the years will know who Fred Parcells is. He's a local, you know, neighborhood Nazi, basically.
Thug. He's a thug.
He's a former police detective or police officer with the Keene Police Department who retired and then took another job with government as a code enforcement officer. So basically,
while collecting a pension.
Correct. So collecting a 90% pension from the police department and collecting a full-time paycheck from the code enforcement department and going around and just basically ruining people's day by citing them with all kinds of BS nonsense.
Isn't he the guy that wrote you the citation for the couch?
No, actually, that was a different guy, one of his buddies named Carl. God, what the hell was his name? Anyway, if you look up the couch.
That's an interesting last name.
Carl Patton. Carl Patton was his name. If you look up the couch enforcer on YouTube, you'll find that one. But Fred Parcells used to claim that he was the original libertarian. He claims he moved to New Hampshire, or the original free stater. That's what he said.
He was the original free stater.
He claimed he moved from New Jersey to New Hampshire for more freedom and then took a job with
back
the government.
Back in the 60s.
Right. And then took a job.
Has that man ever had a real job in his life where he wasn't working for the government?
Because he was in the military in Vietnam. When he was young. Anyway, so when Weld was chosen as vice president for Gary Johnson...
30 votes.
That's the difference between him and the second place character?
That was the margin. 30 frickin' votes.
Well, it's because the party has been infiltrated by a bunch of Republicans who are not libertarian.
The chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus bought a delegate seat. That should tell you... That, yes, the party got infiltrated by some people that they were drive-by delegates. They came in late Saturday, they voted Sunday, and then they left. They did not stick around to vote for chair. After they voted for Bill Weld, they left.
It. Weld was Johnson's choice for vice president, and Johnson has said that Johnson and Weld, who are both former state governors, would pretty much serve as co-presidents if elected. Discussing some of Weld's activities prior to becoming the vice presidential nominee, Dick notes that Weld was, quote, one of a group of politicians who wrote a letter to members of Congress telling them it was important to reauthorize the portions of the Patriot Act that were set to sunset. He said that there are some of the worst sections of the Patriot Act, some of the sections that are the most abusive of freedom, and that's why they were the few provisions that had sunset provisions to begin with. Remember, Bill Weld's a former U.S. attorney. This guy was a prosecutor. I mean, unless you repent for your sins as a prosecutor, you are not a good human being. I mean, I could understand. You could possibly be a prosecutor and realize the wrongs that you've committed on other human beings. Like, you know, Barry Cooper was a cop, a narcotics cop for a long time in Texas, and he realized that what he did was wrong, and he's apologized for it, and he's trying to make things right now with his life. I don't think Bill Weld cares about what he did to other people in the past. I certainly haven't seen him apologize for it, and he doesn't seem to have really changed his positions much.
And I still don't think he ever actually apologized to the New York Libertarian Party after the screw job he gave them in 2006.
When he was, what, looking for a nomination there, too?
Looking for gubernatorial nomination.
Did he get it?
He was given the Libertarian nomination, swore up and down, I'll be your candidate all the way through November. It doesn't matter what happens in the Republican primary. He lost the Republican primary, backed out, and said, I don't want to hurt the Republican Party.
Well, you can see where his loyalties lie. Dick also discusses in the interview how Weld praised George W. Bush's foreign policy not too long after the 2003 Iraq invasion, which puts Weld squarely at odds with libertarian support for a non-interventionist foreign policy. Now, look, I don't think it's fair to go back into someone's past if they've changed.
Right.
And dredge up things that they said, 20 years ago or 10 or 15 or, 30 years ago, however long it was. I don't think that's fair. But I don't see any evidence that Weld is really any significantly different than what he was in the
past. Especially because he said things after he got the nomination that are the same as things he said 20 years ago.
Right. And he wants to restrict guns still. That's still a thing for him. That's not, that's not a new thing. Looking at domestic policy, Dick argues that Weld has shown extreme disrespect for liberty at the core of the libertarian message by saying during a campaign interview, now this is better because it's current, what's he saying now? That's what matters. During a campaign interview that nobody on the U.S. government terror watch list should be able to buy a gun. Dick explains that bureaucrats arbitrarily add people's names to the list without the need to show any respect for due process rights.
Not to mention that they'll add names that are somewhat common. And if you happen to be named Bob Smith, it doesn't matter that you're not the Bob Smith that they intended. I used to work with a guy. He had, not a necessarily common name, but when he flew, and this is when I worked for an airline, when he flew, if he did not use his middle initial, he would get flagged for the super secret special search.
Oh, yeah.
But if he used the first name, the middle initial, and the last name, then it's like, oh, you're not this guy, so you're good to go.
Turning to the Libertarian ticket's potential Supreme Court nominees, Dick discusses in the interview how Johnson has deferred to Weld on the picking of Supreme Court nominees, with Weld identifying as the kind of people Johnson would appoint to the court, like current Supreme Justice Stephen Breyer and Merrick Garland, blah, blah, blah. Concludes Dick, there's no argument that either Justice Breyer or Garland is a Libertarian, but here we have the Libertarian presidential ticket saying that that's the kind of people that they want to put on the court. The end result of such significant anti-libertarian positions being advanced by the so-called libertarian presidential ticket is that even if the ticket wins a high percentage on election day, it will be an absolute failure for advancing libertarianism because they've drugged the term libertarian through the mud, making it difficult for people to understand what it means.
Not to mention Gary Johnson said that Mitt Romney could have any position he wants in his administration.
Sick. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hour 3's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.